Turn, if you will, in your Bibles tonight, and let's turn to Joshua 3. Joshua 3. Joshua 3, verse 7. How do we handle life's problems? In Joshua chapter 3, verse 7, and the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings that you've already given us. And Lord, we just thank you for the one that came this morning and pray you continue to bless our church as we continue to grow. And God, we just ask you to continue to add to as you would. Lord, I thank you as we look tonight at handling life's problems, Lord, that we can see how we can better handle the situations in our life. We give you all the praise, all the glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Well, a few days back, Rhonda and I was sit down to a meal, and you know, have you ever been inconvenienced by a fly? Those are pesky little varmints or whatever they are. Insects flying around. You know, you swat at them, they always seem to come at the most inconvenient time. And we'd sit down, and this fly just kept zoom, zoom. And I said, man, if I open my mouth, he's going to go in. And I think he was fighting for the food as bad as I was. But, you know, those are inconveniences in life, aren't they? Just little, you know, I wondered why Noah didn't just swat both of them things and get them out of our life. But God had a reason. And there's inconveniences in life come up. Most of the obstacles that we face in life don't make our life impossible, do they? They just inconvenience us. We have a nice sanctuary here, and we have an alarm system. And just as sure as I'm sitting here, about 1 o'clock tonight, especially when the wind blows, the storm comes through, and somebody's hit one of the doors over there in the gym, the wind will blow that door open, the alarm will go off, and the police will call me and say, are you the pastor of Church First Baptist Gun Barrel? Yes, sir. Would you meet us up there? Well, you know, I don't like that. I have a hard time sleeping anyhow, and when I get to sleep, and then about 1 o'clock, I'm inconvenienced to come up to the church and walk through the whole church. I know that I'm not going to find nothing. I'm hoping I don't find nothing. But we have to do that to satisfy everybody and then make sure all the doors are locked and if somebody has opened the door, and that's an inconvenience. But doesn't make life impossible, but just inconvenient. You have one of those? Now that happens just about every time, seems like we have a storm. And I know that many times when life's problems are tremendous in our life, and that seems like very small things, you know. Another inconvenience is maybe an allergy. I have those every once in a while. And it doesn't make life impossible, but it's just an inconvenience that we have in life. There's a lot of inconveniences in life. And, you know, as I read this scripture and thought about what it says, Joshua was taking the place of Moses. He was about to become the leader of the children of Israel, and they were going to face a lot of life's inconveniences down the road. I call them inconveniences because they weren't impossible to overcome. They were just inconveniences, like the Jordan River. Now, that Jordan River's not that big. It was at a flood season, and He probably could have found a shallow place to cross, but he didn't. It wasn't an obstacle like the Red Sea. That's an impossible thing, you see. It was impossible for man just to walk across that without God intervening. And God showed his power. Moses was in a predicament where he could have to turn to God and God only to get him out of that situation. I was thinking Joshua could have gone downstream or upstream or wherever and found a better place to cross, but that was inconvenience in his life. Someone has said that 90% of the problems in our life are just inconveniences. And that's about true, if you think about it. They're not insurmountable. They just take up our time, just like it fly. I spent more time swatting that thing, and I was in a restaurant, and I wanted to tell that lady, can't you? She said, can we do anything for you? I wanted to say, you can get rid of that fly. Don't let no more back in here. But, you know, when we could be doing something more important in life, there's a lot of those things that just take up our time. Just like going somewhere and having a flat on the car. That's an inconvenience, isn't it? You're in a hurry, you're trying to get somewhere on time, and you're all dressed up, ready to go, and you have a flat on the car, and it's 100 degrees outside in Texas heat, and you begin to sweat, and first thing you know, you're all soaking wet. That's an inconvenience. As we picture Joshua here, we have him leading the children of Israel, and they're at the very edge of the Jordan River, and it's overflowing, and it's an inconvenience for the children of Israel, but it's not impossible to cross. And some people say, you know, preacher, I would go to church, but it starts too early. That's an inconvenience. If they really wanted to, they could. And the very next Sunday, if you move the time up, they would, preacher, I would come to church, but it's too late. And the truth of it is they just don't want to go. It's inconvenient for them to go to church. Well, the Red Sea was impossible for Moses, but the Jordan was inconvenience. And in fact, it's the inconveniences in our life that I want us to look at tonight. They can help us or they can hurt us. It's according how we react to those. And, you know, you can benefit from the inconveniences in life if you just look at them as inconveniences. Nothing major, nothing going to happen, no drastic change is going to take place. It just means we're going to have to move things around a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, in Sunday school and you have classes and you outgrow a class or some class wants your class and, you know, it doesn't matter to a hill of beans where you meet, does it? But it might inconvenience you. Some people won't walk to the end at all down there because it's a little too far. Well, if you look at it as, hey, you're getting your exercise, it's good for you. Might help you live longer. You know, they give us lessons in life. And I believe the Lord spoke to Joshua here and he says, you know, Joshua, I'm going to put an inconvenience in front of you. The Jordan River is overflowing. But this day, I will begin to exalt you, you see. It's a lesson to Joshua in leadership. Think about it. It's just an inconvenience, but God says, I'm going to use this inconvenience to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, in other words, my power was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. There's nothing that's going to come up in your way that I can't handle. But the people are going to see you as a leader now. And the Lord told him that. And, you know, Moses had been a great leader. One that Israel had looked to. And now they needed a new man. They were fixing to face some obstacles in life. Some real obstacles greater than the Jordan River. And they were going to need to have faith in Joshua's leadership as a leader. And soon they would reach the land where the battles were going to take place. God said, you know, I'm going to give you the land, but you're going to have to do some warfare there. You're going to have to clean out some giants. There's giants in the land. You're going to have to tear down some walls. And you can't do it, Joshua, but I can do it through you. And the people will know that I'm with you because I'm putting an inconvenience in your way right now. Remember a few years ago, if I mentioned some sports guys, you will recognize the sport that they're in. Let's say if I talk about Alex Rodriguez, baseball, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan. Y'all pretty good. I don't know any other sports. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anybody in soccer. Who? Football. I can't mention any of the Cowboys. You wouldn't know them. By the way, I heard they won today. But you know what? Think about Michael Jordan for a moment. He was probably the greatest basketball player that's around. I remember a time when he decided he would try to play baseball. You remember that? I don't know what team he went to, but he went to one of those minor leagues, and you know what? He failed miserably. He couldn't make it. He couldn't cut the mustard, as they say. He wasn't any good at it. He might have been a great basketball player, but when it came to baseball, he couldn't make it in baseball. And that was an inconvenience for his life at that time. But if they couldn't handle it in the minor league, he would never be able to handle it in the major league. And it's the same way with Joshua. The Lord said, Joshua, I'm going to exalt you. If you can't be a leader to get over this Jordan River, then you can't make it through the conflicts that are going to come. And Jesus said, he who is faithful in a few things, he will put in charge of many things. And each little obstacle in our life is a chance for us to grow in our faith life. Every single obstacle to grow stronger, to show God, or show people that God is who he says he is in our life. I'm amazed at people who are in church, and you would think they're strong Christian people, but when an obstacle comes in their way, they fall apart. They're not what you would think they are. They haven't grown stronger. You see, obstacles really show if we're strong in the faith or we're weak in the faith, how we handle a situation in life. Cancer, just one of the things. Financial problems is another thing. Marital problems is another thing. All kinds of things. Death in our families. They're there. But if we look to God and we let God work through our life, those things can make us stronger. They can make us a better leader. You see? Man, somebody asked me, one of the pastors I run around with, that he said we were talking about, been about 20 years ago when we celebrated our 20th years, we were talking about it, and he said, how in the world can you stay in one place 20 years? I said, well, I just tell the people it's easier for them to leave than it is for me. And he said, man, I wished I'd have thought of that. But you know what? It's how, and it's not because there's no obstacles in the 20 years or 29 years now that I've been here. It's how we handle those situations, you see. Some things are just inconveniences. They'll blow over. Some things make us stronger in life. Not only that, we see that God says, I will exalt you, but he also is going to build their faith. Look at verse 10. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you. Hereby, he says, you're going to know to the people. Guess what it does? Inconveniences, obstacles in our life, troubles in our life, build our faith. It builds our faith. And I often wonder, how strong is your faith in God? Well, to experience victory at the Jordan would increase their faith, wouldn't it? Increase their faith in the leadership of Joshua. It increased their faith in God. To know that God not only would take care of this Jordan River, but in the future, he would take care of the Jericho walls. And he'd take care of the giants in the land. You remember when David was a young man, and he fought the battle, and he came up against Goliath the giant, and he had faith that God was going to let him win. He walked out there with all the courage in the world because he knew that God was on his side. He served the one true living God. Where did he get that? Well, he told him while he was tending flock, he was overcome. He took a lion. He killed a lion, and God allowed him to kill the bear. And this old Goliath wasn't any problem for God. How did he do that? If it hadn't been for those experiences in life, then he wouldn't have had the faith. He'd have been like all the rest of them, scared and shaking in his boots. But the little things increase our faith. And every inconvenience, every obstacle that we come up with, don't let it get you down. Let it increase your faith in God. Remember, those little things build our faith. So when you come up against a problem, how are you going to handle that problem? Well, experiences of leadership, it can strengthen your leadership. It also builds your faith. Not only that, if you look, it shows God's power in the present. He says, by this you will know that you serve the living God who is among you. Without a doubt, God's going to drive off all of those things. Remember, the Jordan is not a major crisis. It's not like the Red Sea. The Red Sea is huge. The Jordan's just a small river. It wasn't a major crisis. There's no Egyptian army right on his rear end coming hot pursuit, as old what's-his-name would say. Crossing the Red Sea was impossible for man, but not impossible for God. But the Jordan, anyhow, was difficult. It was overflowing. It was flooding. And he could have waited like this for the water to go down. I said he could have went down and found a shallower spot, but he didn't. Because the Lord says, today I'm going to exalt you in the sight of the people. And God made it clear to Joshua, there's an opportunity, Joshua, for you to prove yourself to be a leader. And folks, let me tell you something. We need leaders. How you handle situations in church, how you handle situations in life, will prove you as a leader. It will prove that you have faith in God, that God's going to handle the situations, and that God's power is not way back yonder, it's right now. Do you really believe that? Do you believe that God is the same yesterday, today and forever. I believe that with all my heart. I believe Joshua got the miracle from God because he believed God. He told the priest to step into the water and carry the ark before the people. And the moment the Bible says their foot touched the water upstream stopped flowing. That was faith in God, and he proved to be a leader because he handled the problems of life. How do we handle our problems? Makes a lot of difference from the people looking at you from the outside, doesn't it? It's made a lot of difference in my life, I know that much. God wants to be a part of our lives. You know, the problem is that I call them church people. We come to church and we believe and we say we believe that God can handle any situation. And then when we have a problem, we never invite him to do it. We always try to take care of it ourselves, and we get in the flesh and we fall flat on our face, and then we blame God. He didn't take care of it. Most of the time, we want to try to tackle the little problems on our own and call God on the big problems. But the Jordan River was just like most of our little problems. There was just an inconvenience in Joshua's life that showed that if he obeyed God, God would exalt him in leadership, strengthen the faith of the people in Joshua, and show that God was present right now and then. And God is the same today in our church. He's the same today in our lives. And I thank God that we have some people that no matter what comes may, they continue to believe God. Now, I'm believing God for people to come. And I want you to do the same thing. I figure this is the faithful few on Sunday night. We're not just a few here. I look across the street. I was sitting here while we were singing and thinking about we've got just as many across the street as we got in here. And that's a pretty good Sunday night crowd. It bothers me. A preacher the other day said they was fixing to have to look like close their doors because nobody came anymore. They didn't want to come on Sunday night. They didn't want to come on Wednesday night. And I'm thinking, they don't want to be inconvenienced by God. You know, it's not an inconvenience to come on Sunday night. It's an opportunity for us to get a hold of God and to worship God and see how God can move in our lives. And Brother Howard told me this morning we had 269 people. I hope every one of you was in Sunday school. But if you didn't come to Sunday school this morning, why? Did it inconvenience you? Sounds like it to me. And it probably looks like it to God. Why can't you make it? I'm hoping most of you are here, so I'm really talking to the walls. But if you happen not to be here for Sunday school, why not? You know, I'm believing God for 300. I'm believing God for 300. I think, I pray, and I believe God that we're going to make that 300 in Sunday school. We cannot escape life's little problems. They're there. They're inconvenience. The next time that alarm goes off, the next time the police call, I will come. I can't get away from it. But they're not what they appear to be. They're not life-threatening things. They're just inconveniences. And they actually help us. Now, I've asked myself a lot of times, Lord, you're teaching me patience. You're teaching me patience. Life's little problems make us better leaders. Somebody asked me not long back, why don't you just call one of the deacons and let them handle it? I could, but they make me better. They make me a stronger person. They make me have a closer walk with our Lord. Life's little inconveniences. How do you handle the problems in life? If you've got a problem, how are you handling it? To Joshua, it increased his faith, it increased his leadership, and it proved the power of God is present. I believe God's power is real tonight. And I believe with all my heart that if you will trust Him to handle every situation in life, you'll see your life shine. You'll see your life change. And you'll be blessed by it. And this week, go out and invite somebody to church. Tell them about our church. It's not inconvenience. A lot of people think we'll die on the vine like everybody else. I don't think so. Because one or two with God is enough. And I believe you don't want to see Sunday night, you don't want to see Wednesday night taken away, do you? It's worth fighting for, folks. And in America today, that's exactly what's happening. The Christian people find it too inconvenient to go to church. And that's the sad part about it. Let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your problems that you give us in life, that, Lord, we might grow by them. Strengthen our lives. Let us increase our faith. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Just as you was with Moses, so shall you be with us. And Lord, I pray for our church, and I pray that, Lord, by the end of this year, we'll be running 300 in Sunday school. Lord, just give our members a vision, and we'll give you the praise. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. I thank you for coming. Be sure to tell people around you how glad you are that they got to see you tonight. All right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for our people. We pray for our Awana program, Lord, as it's over across going. We pray for our workers. The Beach Club starts up this week, Lord. Just strengthen those workers there and make it a real success this year that we might see kids come to know Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities that we have to serve you. Give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.